As Alaskan tribes continue to explore tribal sovereignty and looking into taking allotment and maybe corporate lands into federal trust, an opportunity may be opening with the new Criminal Justice Code revision. Captain Barry Wilson of the Alaska State Troopers thinks so anyway.
I think it's a great opportunity for coordinated and cooperative interaction between the state system and the tribal system in a manner that helps prevent incarceration and institutionalization of individuals that we can fix.
Senate Bill 91 eases punishments for low-level crimes like alcohol consumption, which make up a huge portion of crimes in western Alaska. Convictions for these offenses can set offenders on a path of lifelong incarceration. Wilson says that Senate Bill 91 leaves room for tribal courts to step in before that happens.
It gives us a tool. It really does. If a tribal court writes out a DV order and says that this is what you can't do, we use that just as we use a state order, and it's the exact same thing. It can be filed with the state or not, and we still give it the true force of the law for us to be able to enforce those orders if they've been given due process and are written appropriately.
DV meaning domestic violence. Tribal courts have a reputation for being unorthodox in the way that they prosecute crimes and dole out punishment.
I've got a friend in Queefluk who's an alcoholic, terrible alcoholic.
That's Jim Valcarcy, a Bethel attorney who played a role in designing Senate Bill 91.
And when he gets caught, he would love to go to the state, then go through the tribal court up there, because they make him do stuff. They make him work. One day he had empty honey buckets. And he says, you know, to him, a month in jail is far easier than going to spend in one day working for the tribal court in Queefluk. That's smart justice, because the community's getting something back. It actually causes him to rethink what he's going to do. And the community has a vested interest now.
Valcarcy likes that many tribal courts employ traditional knowledge during the process. But in one area, that can be a problem.
By simply banishing somebody or sending them out of town, you just create a problem for somebody else. And I just don't think tribal courts who are doing that have not thought that through, because I don't think they've been trained to understand that.
Banishment made headlines this summer with the case of Derek Adams, who was banished from his village of Nunamiqua after being involved in a fire that killed three people. Though the state of Alaska found Adams to be guilty only of criminal negligence, his village sentenced him to banishment even before the trial had taken place, along with two other villages. Right now, tribal courts do not have clear standards for due process, and this can be problematic when sentences conflict with state and federal rulings. Here's Captain Wilson of the Troopers again.
One of the things that's really important to us when we look at the banishment issue as it comes forth from a community is, was there due process for the individual that is being banished? You can't just say, we don't like you, you're banished, go away. And you don't have any options. You don't have any appeal. You don't have any say. You don't have any ability to controvert somebody else's statement to you. That's lack of due process.
Bethel's Native Council, ONC, is building a tribal justice program, and villages like Emonic are as well. But these new courts could be in for a rough ride as they take on hard cases that they may not have the capacity to deal with yet. Senate Bill 91 will take over 3 years to go into effect. Next year, the legislature is likely to make significant revisions. In Bethel, I'm Adrian Wagner.